Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now, in today's first entitled parent story, as you can tell by the thumbnail and the title, it's a bit of a weird one. This entitled mum accompanies her child to go swimming, and then after the swimming lesson is finished, goes in to the men's changing rooms with him. She knows it's the men's changing rooms. She doesn't care. Just goes straight in. Crazy. Let's get into it. Entitled mum gets mad in the men's changing room. For some context, I'm a pretty avid swimmer, and I've been looking forward to getting back to the pool now that restrictions are loosening up where I am. At the moment, they make everyone enter the pool by going through the family changing room. Then you exit through the men or women's changing room. They've staggered the swim end times, so there's not too many people in the changing rooms at once. Well, on this particular day, the kids' swimming lesson ended about 15 minutes before my open swim time finished. I suppose since there was only kids in the changing room, the entitled mum of this story decided to go into the men's changing room with her son after the swim session was over. I suppose she lost track of time because 15 minutes later, myself and a couple of other men entered the changing room. Nobody really said anything, and I didn't really think anything of it since I figured she'd be long gone by the time I get back from the showers. Well, I come back from the shower, wrapped in a towel, and she's still there, helping her son. They happen to be right next to my locker, so I decide, whatever, I'm not gonna make a big deal out of it, plus I gotta get going. So, as normal, I take off my towel and start drying off when I hear a loud gasp, and this is how the conversation goes. The entitled mum says, "Oh my god, seriously? Can't you see I'm right here?"
What?
I don't want to see your penis.
This is the men's locker room. I'm doing you a favor by not saying anything.
Well, the family changing room is closed, so you need to be respectful of the mums that need to come in here.
Why not take your son to the women's changing room then?
He's above the age of being allowed in the women's.
Aren't you above the age of being allowed in the men's though?
At this point, the entitled mum just went into pure rage. I'm his mum, now please cover up.
At this point, I decide to just ignore her and keep doing my own thing while she keeps giving me dirty looks the whole time. And on her way out, she says, "Next time, I'm gonna report you to the staff." Okay, crazy lady. Okay. To be fair to this woman, she didn't really have too many options, really, because if you want to supervise your kids swimming or, you know, changing after swimming and the family changing room is closed, well, then, you know, you're limited in what you can do there, really, aren't you? But the funny thing is when you go into a men's changing room and then don't expect the men to get naked in there. That's where, you know, the illogical stuff comes in for me, because it's fair enough using that changing room. And, you know, it's happened multiple times in the history of life where women go in with their kids into men's changing rooms. It's a bit weird. It's normally the other way around. You'd normally take your kid into the female one. I mean, it's actually very weird. I don't think I've ever heard of anyone actually doing that, to be fair, now that I think about it. Weird overall, but yeah, to go into a men's changing room after swimming and not expect there to be naked men, crazy. Now moving on to our second post. I paid for this so he can do whatever he wants. So when I was 6 or so, I started going to day camps at one of those bouncy castle places. They had two camps, an art camp and a robotics camp. The art was generally little kids, and the robotics camp had a registration age of 8. However, sometimes only one camp would be scheduled, and as such, kids were put into the other camp, even if it meant breaking the age rule. This occurred on one of those days. When I was 9 or 10, I can't quite remember, they had only two kids in art camp, both underage, both 7 if I remember correctly. They were thrown into robotics camp with me and my brother. As you may have guessed, one of them is the entitled kid in this story. It was well known that me and my brother were the fastest builders in the camp. Even the art kids knew that. So, one of the art kids, the entitled kid, ran over to our table when he came in. A few minutes pass and we begin building. Or, I should say, the entitled kid begins building. He won't let anyone else touch the pieces or instructions. We try to build things only for him to kick us. So, we told on him. The instructors were very nice. Their fake names in this story are Violet and Dustin. I told Dustin that the kid wasn't letting us build, So Dustin went over and talked to him. The entitled kid, though, only said one thing.
My mum paid for this. I can do whatever I want.
In response to this, he was put in timeouts for 5 minutes, during which me and my brother completed twice as much as he'd done in the past 15 minutes. He came back after the 5 minutes were up and began doing everything again. However, it was time to go bounce. At this particular place, there were two rooms. One had mostly slides in it, room one, and the other was mainly challenges, room two. Usually, the art class would go into room one and robotics would go into room two. Then we would switch. However, since there wasn't any art today, we were allowed to go in both. I ran into room one and began climbing an absolutely massive slide they had. It's actually two stories high and you get going fast. To climb it, you walk up a slope, climb a ladder, walk up another slope, and you're at the top. So, I was climbing up the ladder when someone tugged on my leg. I immediately fall off the ladder and slide down the slope, which was not meant for that, so it was not a smooth slope. Now during this fall, I looked up and saw the entitled kid laughing. In the end, my left knee was actually split open in a nasty rug burn. Of course, I go tell on the kid again. I go to Dustin and tell him what happened and show him my rug burn. He was of course already annoyed at the kid at this point. I think he liked easy days and went up to confront him. As he goes over there, he pulls another kid down. This is the following confrontation. Of course, it's not 100% correct, as it happened years ago, but here it is anyways. Dustin said to the kid, "Why are you pulling other kids off the slide?" He gestures at me and the girl he pulled down, who's now crying.
"My mum paid for this. I can do whatever I want."
"No, there are rules you have to follow. If you don't follow them, we'll call your parents and they will have to come and pick you up."
"But I say you won't do that, and you must do whatever I want, because my mum paid for this."
"You have one more chance, then I'm calling your parents, and you're going home."
"No, you won't."
Dustin was done talking to the entitled kid, but he kept his eye on him. I went to room two and played freeze tag with a few other kids. The entitled kid didn't give us any more problems. After 30 minutes, it was time for lunch. For lunch at this place, you can either bring your own, or they would order pizza from a local place. If you wanted some, then you could pay extra with the camp, or on Thursdays, pizza was free. Today was not a Thursday, so pizza wasn't free. You got three slices only, no seconds. Me and my brother always got pizza, and so did most of the kids. But, of course, the entitled kid's mum, now known as the entitled mum of this story, decided she was going to cheat. She didn't pack him a lunch, but also didn't pay for pizza, knowing that the kid would undoubtedly get pizza, because otherwise he literally wouldn't have anything to eat. So, the kids who ordered pizza were called up to get it, and the kids who brought their own lunch began eating. But the entitled kid was just sitting at his table, all alone. Well, the other kids realized he was a jerk, without any food. He's looking at the pizza like it was his. Dustin noticed that he had nothing and went over to talk to him.
"Where's your food?"
"I didn't bring any."
"Why not?"
"My mum said I would get pizza, so give me it now."
"Yeah, you're not on the list."
"I can do whatever I want. My mum paid for this, remember?"
"She didn't pay for the pizza."
"Well, I'm hungry."
Dustin then looks at Violet. "Can you write down that we need to charge this kid's mum for pizza? I don't want to forget." Violet says, "All right," and writes it down on a pink sticky note. Done. Okay. Dustin gets up, gets three slices of pizza, and gives them to the entitled kids.
"But I want four slices."
"Nope, only three slices, and that is final."
"But..."
"You're lucky you even get pizza, so stop it, okay?" Dustin then walks off to his desk. The rest of lunch was uneventful. After lunch, it was time to continue building slash playing with the robots. Of course, we were only six steps in because the entitled kid was so slow. Dustin offers us, me and my brother, a different kit, and of course we say yes. We finish that one in about 20 minutes. The entitled kid was still on step 7. However, he gets bored of building and decides he wants to play with the robots. Luckily though, he doesn't ask us first. Instead, he goes to a different group and just takes the robot off the table and takes it to the play area. The kids he took it from immediately complain to Violet. Violet goes to him and asks him what he's doing. The kid doesn't respond. This time, Violet tries a different approach.
"Did you finish your robot yet?"
"Yes, it's right here. Are you blind?"
"What about that one over there?" she says, pointing at his robot.
"Well, that's theirs."
He points at a group who he took the robot from.
Well, they say that your robot is actually their robot. They're lying. Are you sure you're not lying?
Well, it wouldn't matter if I was, because my mum paid for this, so I can do whatever I want.
Violet then gets up and goes to the front desk. She tells the receptionist, I'm assuming something that I don't know, then comes back in. She tries a friendly approach one more time before looking at the kit number he had, then looking at the brain number. Not surprisingly, they didn't match, though they matched with the other group's kits. The robots were swapped back, and after about 30 more minutes, during which the entitled kid did maybe two more steps, it was time to do some competitions.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
They had maybe four competitions they would do, and if you won one, then you got a bopper, basically an inflatable mallet. These competitions are only available to the older kids, the reason being that the little kids would all want a bopper. The particular competition that day was a hide-and-seek game, where you were trying to find an inflatable llama, if I remember correctly. Dustin went and hid it, then released us to go and find it. After about 10 minutes, I found it on one of the bouncy castles. We bounced for a little, then returned to the room to wait for pickup. While we were there, I received my bopper. It was only my first or second one, so there was no way I was giving it up. Only one kid wanted one too. Of course, it was the entitled kid. He was complaining the entire time until his entitled mother actually arrived. She apparently rushed here because she had to pay for the pizza. So she grabbed him, rather roughly I should add, and pulled him to the reception area. There was some shouting as she probably argued, "No one would have eaten that pizza if my son hadn't, so I don't need to pay," or something stupid like that. Then my mum came. My brother and I grabbed our shoes, put them on, and then we all went out. I was still carrying the bopper at this time. This is when the final encounter occurred. I had just walked out of the side room when the entitled kid saw me. He began crying again. He'd stopped when his mum was arguing with the receptionist. His entitled mum turned and asked him what was wrong. He pointed at my bopper, but didn't say anything. The entitled mum saw it and realised that her son didn't have one, so she had to complain. Why did my son not get one of those? She points at my bopper. The receptionist replies, he didn't win the challenge. You can buy one over there though. She points at the wall that has boppers on it. Well, yeah, but he got one for free, so why can't my son have one too? Well, I've already told you, give me one already. I'm so sick of this place. The kid is still crying at this point. However, I go out the door and didn't get to hear the rest of the arguments. I don't even know if the entitled mum ever paid for that pizza. On the way back home, my mum was telling me and my brother to never be a parent like that, etc, etc. And I never saw the entitled mum or her kid again. Something tells me they might have been banned from returning. Yeah, I mean, it might be a little bit cliche, but that is genuinely the most entitled thing I think I've ever heard a kid say, right? My mum paid for this, therefore I deserve it. Doesn't matter that everyone else's mums and dads in this camp also pay for them to go to the camp, enjoy it, eat the food, whatever. Or, I mean, he didn't even pay to eat the food, realistically, eat the pizza. Doesn't even matter about all that. I paid for it. My family paid for it. Therefore, I deserve it all. Me and only me. I mean, it's literally so entitled. You don't get much more entitled than that. Genuinely, though, I feel bad for the kid to be brought up in a world where, like, he isn't just immediately, you know, brought back down to earth when he says something as stupid as that. If I had tried to say something like that when I was a young lad, be it at home with my family or in my primary school, my secondary school, geez, I would have been in detention for probably a week if I said something like that. Imagine saying to your teachers, I can do whatever I want in my lesson because, you know, my family actually paid for me to come here. So, yeah, shove that where the sun don't shine. You'd be suspended. So, if I ever tried something like that, nah, I probably wouldn't be here today. Let's just keep it at that. I don't really know how this kid has managed to get away with having this opinion for probably quite a long time. Well, clearly his mum is allowing him to do so, but yeah, hopefully he gets to a good school at some point where the teachers actually stand up to him
like Dustin and Violet are trying to do here, but you know, on a more permanent thing, so he can understand just how entitled his opinion is and how, you know, he really needs to change that quickly to fit in to the world we all live in. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/Entitled Parents. Really hope you enjoyed it. If you did and you want more from me right away, check out my playlist of all my Entitled Parents videos right there on screen. If you are new to my channel and this is the first video of mine you've ever watched, then if you enjoyed it, drop it a like and also subscribe up there. I post there daily, so if you are new around here, I'd appreciate that. And, you know, you'll get the videos in your home feed every single day. With that all being said, I will see you guys tomorrow for a brand new upload. Have a good one.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.